Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The scriptures tell us there's coming a time when there will be no more crying, no more pain, no more death, no more dying. We've never been in a place like that, but we're going to be. I said, we're going to be. And it's going to go on year after year, decade after decade, century after century, millennia after millennia. No death, no pain, no sorrow, no dying. The flowers won't die. The trees won't die. The creatures there won't die. And nothing about you, from an eyelash to a toenail, will ever age, nor be corrupted, nor die. This is what Jesus bought for us when He went to the cross and was raised from the dead. Hallelujah! He overcame death. He didn't need it for Him. He was already there. He got it for you. He got it for me. For all those that would genuinely believe on Him and give themselves to Him. Hallelujah. Keep going. Verse 5. He that wrought for us the selfsame thing is God, who has given us the earnest of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit in us is also referred to as the Spirit of life. Amen. He is also the Spirit of glory by which the Father raised Jesus from the dead. And if that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, does He? Does He? Does He? He that raised up Christ by His Spirit will also raise us up. But the Spirit that moved over Jesus' body in that tomb, when for those 3 days and nights His Spirit was gone from there, when His Spirit came back, the Holy Spirit came into that tomb and changed His body. Hallelujah. It was the Holy Spirit who was the agent by which the resurrection occurred. And that is the very same Spirit inside you now that lives with you 24/7. And so because of this, we get little mini tastes of what's to come. When the Spirit of God moves on you and quickens you, you're getting a little taste of what's coming. The earnest, the first fruits of our inheritance. The earnest of the Spirit. When we see manifestations of healings, manifestations of miracles, the quickening of the Holy Spirit. We might call it getting blessed, whatever you might want to call it. It's a manifestation of the Spirit. It's a manifestation of the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. And throughout our life, we get a taste of this. We get a taste of this. We get a taste of this. And one of these days, we're going to get all of it. Amen. And when you get all of it, it's going to be so much, your body is going to be changed. Hallelujah. And become immortal. Anybody like the sound of immortal? Yes. Immortal. Immortal. What's your future? Immortality. Incorruptibility. That's your future. What's happening right now is the briefest, shortest thing we'll ever do. A lot of us are half through with it already. We can hold out and be strong. A few more days. A few more years. Finish our job. Can we? Can we? Can we? And next time you groan, you know what's going on. That's right. One of these days, I'm getting free from all this. Keep going. Verse 6. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing. He keeps using that word, doesn't he? Knowing. Is that what y'all think? No. It's what we know. We know. Well, that's just y'all's opinion. No. If the Bible's true, we know it. It's not an opinion, not a theory. Knowing that while we are at home in the body, we're what? Absent from the Lord. Somebody said, well, I thought the Lord was with us. That's where verse 7 comes in. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Do you see why I took the time to go through all those verses to get to this? Because so many times that verse is pulled out of its context and applied in many different directions, but we need to see how he got to this statement. It was a comment on all he had been talking about. Come on, sit out loud. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Go with me, please, to John, 3rd chapter of John. John 3. John 3 is the story of how Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews, came to Jesus by night because something was pulling on him. He just knew he had to talk to this man. And he came at night because it was extremely unpopular for somebody in his position to be talking to this guy. But he just knew he had to go. Verse 1, John 3, 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and he said, Rabbi, we know. There's that knowing again. When you get to the Lord, you get through guessing. And you start knowing some things. Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do except God be with him. All his peers in the Sanhedrin are saying that Jesus is a false prophet. Some of them are saying he's possessed with an evil spirit. I mean, they're saying all kind of ugly stuff about him, but he just has decided that cannot be. These kind of miracles, it has to be God. It has to be God. It has to be God. He couldn't get away from that, so he's got to go see the man. But he does it at night, or maybe nobody could see him. And he's ready to talk to Jesus about these miracles and how that it really is God. Verse 3, Jesus looked at him and said, verily, verily. Now, he actually didn't say that. That's King James, Old English. But it has the idea of absolutely, positively, I'm telling you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And I suspect Nicodemus thought, what? Huh? He came to talk about the miracles. And Jesus just looked at him and said, absolutely, positively, you cannot see the kingdom of God unless you're born again. Now, this is one of our favorite verses in the whole scripture where we have built up a whole vernacular around the term born again. And you will find the term born again over in Peter. But that's not actually what this says. This word, born again, the word again, is translated some 10 other times in the same New Testament, above. Above. And you don't always hear me talking about technicalities like this, but to me this is not just a technicality. This, in fact, just a few verses down in this same chapter, this word is translated above. Just a few verses down. I'll show it to you when we get there. But what it literally says is, Jesus told him, absolutely, positively, Except a man be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Born from above. I know that might sound a little strange to your ears, but it's always been there. It just got adjusted by some English words. Born from above. Now, born again is still right too. Like I said, you will find the term born again over in Peter. But actually here, born from above. Keep reading. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily. He keeps saying, I'm telling you, absolutely, positively, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. And the word there is above. It's the same word for above. I say to you, you must be born from above. That's the way Young's literal translation translates it. Those that are sticklers for the original languages, they all do. They don't say born again. They say born from above. Now, it is born again. You are born again. But Jesus is emphasizing that you're born again from above. You may not wonder, verse 7, I'm reading Young's literal now, that I said to you, it behooveth you to be born from above. This is the author of Young's Concordance. You reckon he ought to know a thing or two about the languages? And this is how he said it should have been translated. It behooves you to be born from above. Verse 31, skip down. Verse 31. John 3:31. It says, he that comes from above. Guess which word this is? This is the exact same Greek word that was previously translated again. Same word. Who is from above is coming, is above all. He who is from the earth he is, and from the earth he speaks. He who from the heaven is coming is above all. What is an emphasis throughout this passage? Above. Above, above. Jesus is from above. The new birth is from above. Hallelujah. Somebody say from above. From above.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 7th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me